Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
Mr. Big Willie is going to be joining us after the 8 o'clock news. Frank Hoagland sent me a text about how displeased he was with Mr. Big Willie and what Mr. Big Willie had to say about the interview yesterday with Hoagland, and so Mr. Big Willie is going to be responding. That'll be after the 8 o'clock news. Right now, live in studio here, exclusive interview with Ron Ferguson, State Rep, Ohio House 96, represents a lot of the communities throughout Jefferson County and up and down the valley and Belmont County down to Monroe. Is that right?
Yeah. Correct.
Okay, great. So did you hear the interview yesterday with Frank Hoagland, the man who's running against you, right?
Yes, I did.
All right. How many no-show votes, how many votes did you miss? And let's talk about this no-show thing. He said 170-some-odd votes that you missed. And sure. I was going, what? Ron Ferguson, he missed 170. How do you miss 170 votes? Again, I don't have a dog in this fight. I don't know how any of this is done. So what happened here?
Yeah, so first of all, he said, what I heard him say yesterday is he's firm, fair, and honest. I think stretching the truth at a minimum, he knows that 170 some votes really isn't all that much. You have all these procedural votes and motions and things that are not substantive whatsoever on the same days. I actually pulled my professional record. We were talking about FOIA earlier. You can get all this. In 6 years, I have six absences. The most recent one was October 1st for my grandmother's funeral. It's all been family commitments and obligations that I've had to see to over the years. And
but what about the votes, though? If you're there all the time, here's what I don't understand. Yeah. I've never been in Columbus. I don't understand your world. It makes my eyes glaze over.
Yeah.
If you're in Columbus all this time, and I'm sure you were, how do you miss any votes, let alone 170?
Well, like I said, I missed six days. They were all excused absences.
Right. Yeah. But all the other days, the 170 votes were in those 6 days that you missed?
Nearly, probably all of that, yeah. There was one time this last fall in November that they basically dragged the session along all day. They kept calling recesses. And I had a meeting in Yorkville, Tiltonsville, Rayland. They actually had brought all the councils together and the people and the big deal. I was trying to go down there and talk to folks. They pull all this together and I left to go to a meeting in the district. Because, you know, that's one thing that the politicians don't understand enough. Is the job's not in Columbus. The job's in your district.
Right.
You know, the Blaine Hill Bridge is opening up 2 years early.
Yes.
I was the only elected official, the only one that was there to stand with the Blaine Hill Bridge Committee. And the work that they did was just, I can't say enough about it.
Right.
And I'm so glad to be able to have stood beside them and actually get that bridge
and
open
all the,
2 years
all the,
ahead of time.
And all the stuff that I'd done on the radio as well. I mean, I'm sure you wanted to mention that as well. Yeah. But I was really pushing that a lot.
Absolutely.
Right, Ron? Thank
and, you.
You
know, in Steubenville, I was there with parents and standing alongside them, getting the masking policy removed. You know, those are the places where the job is. It's in Jefferson, Belmont, and Monroe County. It's not in Columbus. I specifically heard my opponent yesterday say that the people in Columbus want him. Let me tell you who the people in Columbus are.
Yeah, people, that was unusual.
People, yeah, very unusual. The people in Columbus are the special interests. They're the people that don't believe in Eastern Ohio. They're the ones that send our money to Cleveland, Columbus, and Cincinnati. They're not the people that stand up for the Valley.
Who is pushing then in Columbus? Who's the guy behind it? Is that DeWine? Is it a way to get back at you?
Yeah, I mean...
Oh, come on. You've got to have a sense of who's really behind this. Is that DeWine?
No, it's not DeWine. It's some lobbyists. It's some special interests.
Which ones?
And it's probably the Speaker of the House.
Who is?
The Speaker of the House... is Matt Huffman. He served with Frank in the state Senate.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's the guy that thought it was okay that men play in women's college sports. He is the guy that thought it was good to give $600 million to the Cleveland Browns. You know, these are things that I fought on the opposite side. Right now, men don't play in women's sports because I led the fight against that. $600 million is going to the Cleveland Browns, but I was the one who stood up on the floor and tried to pull that out of the budget. It failed by one vote. If we had one more person do the right thing.
Was that orchestrated, though, to give others cover? They, you know, the fix was in. And so several people would say, no, I'm going to vote against it because I need to look like I'm opposed to it. But really, wink, wink, the fix was in. It was really much more popular than that.
Well, there was a lot of people who voted for it out of fear.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, because they were fearful of the blowback. I mean, look at me. Right now I'm facing a challenger that's been recruited by Columbus.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happens when you stand up, when you say, I don't want to give $600 million away. We talked. I heard you talking about the roads yesterday.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to take that $600 million and put it into our roads.
Well, yeah, that was the other thing. He voted for this the increase in the gasoline tax and said it's to improve the roads. And yeah. I'm going, well, then why do our roads still suck? Because don't take my word for it. Take the word of any one of my listeners, because they keep screaming about the roads being awful, and they're right. So my question is, well, we're paying more in taxes now for the gasoline tax, so why do our roads still suck? I'll ask you the same question.
Yeah, because
where'd the money go?
Cleveland, Columbus, and Cincinnati. Cleveland, Columbus, Cincinnati is where it's mostly gone to. You know,
roads in Columbus are great, and Cleveland as well. They are pretty good.
Are. Yes,
and ours
they are
for for crap.
What our local folks are able to do, our local engineers, our local township
Terry
trustees,
Lively, Belmont County.
I mean, is just fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, but at the ODOT level, at the state level, they get a lot of pressure from Cleveland, Columbus, and Cincinnati, where you have more reps, and you know, so send the dollars here. There's no objective formula that says every part of the state's going to get its fair share.
Well,
how
do we ever fix that then? What can Ron Ferguson do, or Hoagland, or anybody else do when we don't have the clout? What do we do?
We could put objective formulas in order to make sure that more of that money's coming back here.
Have you done that?
I am working on one bill to help out our roads here. It was actually brought up to me by the council in Powhatan Point, and I have a bill filed right now, HB 83, that state routes that run through our villages here in eastern Ohio, that those roads would be taken care of at the same amount and the same consistency as the ones in all the big cities and the big areas.
Okay. And do you tie in something with the safety of school buses and EMS and all that? Can you somehow link that so that it'll be more difficult for somebody to vote against it, because now they're going to be voting against school bus safety and the safety of EMS ambulances and all that kind of stuff? Is there some way to...
You probably could do that, but I think that's one of the things that's wrong with politics is you don't have single issue votes.
Right.
They claim that you vote against something, and it's just absolutely ridiculous.
What else can we do here? I mean, the roads are just so horrible here.
We're gonna get
God,
this,
they're so horrible.
We're going to get this bill done.
What else did Hoagland say that you took exception to?
I mean, not apologizing for supporting the front runner for governor. I mean, you know, Vivek, we were talking about Vivek. His lieutenant governor pick is a state senator, Rob McCauley. The first thing Rob McCauley said when they announced him as the lieutenant governor, he said, let me tell you about the worst vote I ever took, confirming Amy Acton.
Wow.
I'd like to hear the same thing out of our former state senator.
Probably I gave him that opportunity, and he still backs her, which just amazed me. And I asked him, well, did you get vaccinated? You know, because, I mean, you know, you supported her or that. And he started talking about HEPA and asking me if that was legal or whatever. And I was going, what the hell kind of answer is that? I've got no axe to grind here. I'm impressed by Hoagland's resume and all the service to his country. This is a bright guy, a very accomplished guy. I was stunned by his answer. I'll ask you the same question. Did you get the vaccine?
I did not.
Why not?
Because I wasn't confident that it was the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in people's decision to make that decision for themselves. That's what I fought for. That's why I put into the budget what I put into the budget.
Okay. Do you know how much you make as a state rep?
Yeah, it's about 78 some odd thousand dollars.
$78,000 a year?
Yeah, correct.
Okay.
Yes, correct.
Frank Hoagland, when he was state senator yesterday, said he did not know how much money he made. Do you know how much money he made as state senator, annual salary?
Yeah, it was, because there is a little, it goes up just a little bit every year. But at that time, it was about $74,000, $75,000 as a base salary, which it would have been more closer to $80,000 with the chairmanship that he had.
All right, so he quits. He says he retired or resigned. It's like, I'm not going to quibble over the words. You
it
say
was quitting.
He quit. Okay. Yeah, you would say quitting.
You make a commitment to serve. Yeah. And then you leave.
Why?
That's quitting.
Why did he do that? I mean, the other job he said was paying like 86 or something. It's not that much more than what he was making as state senator. Why would he do that? What's the real story?
So I'll tell you exactly what it is.
Yes.
This all ties together and it's very simple. People can go look at it. So there were two state representatives in his state senate district, myself and Jay Edwards. And Jay Edwards and I both push against the grain, and the Senate hates that. They don't want people that will actually stand up for Eastern Ohio. And Jay and I were going to run against each other for the state Senate. Hmm. They didn't want me. They didn't want Jay in Columbus. They wanted a yes man. So what did they decide to do? They decided to ask Frank to quit early on the constituents and take the voice away from the people of Eastern Ohio. Because when you quit, you don't have an election. You get an appointment. And so the Senate gets to appoint whoever they want. And that's what they did, was they appointed the person that they wanted. Brian Chavez. Great guy. I've gotten to know him pretty well. But that's how that came to pass.
Why didn't you still run against him?
I mean, I could have, but at the time, we also had the Blue 22 issue going on. And I was trying to clean house on that. And we've talked about that before. We don't have to belabor that, but the 22 Republicans.
Okay, back to the quitting here with Hoagland.
Yeah.
So you believe that it was all engineered by, is it Hoffman? Is that his name?
I'm positive. And you want to give the next step of it?
Yeah.
So the next step of it, if you remember back in the fall, there was a bounty put out. In the wake of the Charlie Kirk assassination, there was a bounty put out for information against me and who? Jay Edwards, the guy I just told you about. The two people that the Speaker of the House hates with a burning passion. That's who it was put out.
And it was to get dirt on you.
Correct.
The bounty is to get dirt on you.
Correct.
Okay. Did they get any dirt on you?
No, they didn't. That's why they want to make up these farces about 170 votes. That's somehow some big deal when you have six excused absences that were excused by the Ohio House because of funerals and other, you know, family commitments that I just had to absolutely miss.
Brian Chavez, Rhino, Hoffman guy.
Brian's been good to work with so far.
I didn't ask if he was good to work with. Is he a Rhino? Is he a Hoffman guy? Because Hoffman is the guy who appointed him, right?
I mean, I have no idea what his opinion is.
I really don't. You just told me.
I really don't. I don't.
Why did they appoint him? If he's not a Rhino, if he's not one of them, why did they appoint him?
Because they knew he wasn't Ron Ferguson that was going to stand up for Eastern Ohio every step of the way.
Well, there you go. Why do you say he's a good guy then?
Working with him, seeing him put the effort in that he puts in to the position that he has. Working, you know, when he came in after Frank quit. So Frank quits, Brian Chavez is there the first month on the job. I said, there's something called the capital budget where you give money to the local communities, and we got money for different township garages and fire departments and other things in Eastern Ohio. Well, he's drinking from a fire hose in that first month. So I said to Brian, I said, you know, this budget is coming up. I actually have already talked to a lot of these entities. Let me run through my list of the things that we need in Eastern Ohio.
Yeah.
And he said, okay, sure, stop in. He put every single thing that I recommended, he put those same projects up. And that's why they got funded here in Eastern Ohio, because of us working together.
All right. You bought him some time with me. All right. Fair enough. Hey, we're almost out of time. And once again, I am going to ask you, I know you mentioned it earlier, Frank Hoagland said yes to a two-hour debate here in studio with you. And you say yes, you will do the debate as well. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. We'll get both of you here in studio the whole 2 hours. It should be fascinating. I always give my guest the last word. You've got roughly a minute or so to say pretty much anything you want directly to our listeners. State Rep Ron Ferguson, my microphone is yours.
Yeah, so ron4ohio.com. Also, Run for Ohio on Facebook. I'm out knocking doors every day in the Valley, taking my message straight to the voters. Look forward to knocking on your door. You know, you can see the video updates there on my Facebook. But if you want to continue to have an America First conservative, somebody that actually stands up and pushes back against the Columbus establishment, I'm asking you to elect me to my fourth and final term in the State House. You if you want to look at the things that I've accomplished, look at the Hospital Price Transparency Act. We are the only state in the nation that now requires hospital prices and dollar cents amounts. That was a President Trump executive order that I codified into Ohio law. You can go to OhioHospitalPrices.org, OhioHospitalPrices.org, and you can see right there those prices. And I can tell you it's those special interest lobbies like the healthcare cartel that are trying to push me out of office right now, because they don't want a person that's going to drive the America First agenda. They don't want somebody that's going to stand with President Trump. And they don't want somebody that's going to say $600 million to the Cleveland Browns is outrageous. $1 million to Somalis is outrageous, which my opponent voted for. We'll talk about that future in the debate. But RonForOhio.com, and I look forward to being here for the debate, Dimitri.
Okay. And do you want to give out a phone number as well if people want to get in touch with you?
You get the, it all has the information on there, and I will give you a call back from my cell phone.
Fantastic. No problem. All right. Ron, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Talk to your brother about that couch thing for my wife.
Let's do it.
Oh, man, that red leather. It looks so nice. What a pain in the ass that turned out to be. All right. Speaking of pain in the ass, Mr. Big Willie himself is going to be joining us right after the 8 o'clock news, responding to what Frank Hoagland said about him. Stay tuned. It's going to get pretty hot.